And here we are with Radio Homeroom Part 2 this morning. Joined in the studio, we have Bella and Luke from Kettle Moraine Lutheran in the studio with us this morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Rick.
Morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So, Bella, good to see you back again for your senior year.
Yes.
And I want you to just talk a little bit about yourself, and then we'll also have Luke introduce himself too.
So. All right. I'm Bella Gundrum. I'm a senior at Kettle. I am a varsity captain for the cheer team, and this would be my second year on the radio.
Right.
Yeah.
And Luke?
I'm also a senior at Kettle, along with Bella, and I'm involved heavily in the fine arts side of Kettle, in the music departments, and also in the theater. And I'm real excited to do the radio thing this year. Music producing and audio has been kind of a hobby of mine, so this is real excitement of mine.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So let's jump into what's been going on. You had a homecoming a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, we did. Our Spirit Week consisted of Monday was Pajama Day. Tuesday was class color day, so, like, the freshmen had blue.
Purple.
Yeah,
they were purple.
Yes.
And
sophomores were blue,
yeah.
Juniors were black, and seniors were pink. And then Wednesday, we had Wild West Wednesday, so everyone dressed up in their most hick outfits.
it was great.
Yeah.
I think I wore, like, a Indian, like, one of those cowboy, like, tasseled ones with the leather.
It was very fancy.
Cool.
And Thursday was...
Thursday was Epic Day.
Epic Day.
Our theme for homecoming was... It was epic, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was an acronym for events, people, icons, and cinema. And
freshmen were epic places. And, like, around the world, like, seven wonders of the world. And then sophomores were,
beliefs.
Were they icons?
Yeah.
Okay. And then.
Juniors, cinema, and.
And then seniors were, like, epic events.
Yes.
So, Olympics and such.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and Friday was our pep rally, so Spirit Day.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, did not win the homecoming game.
No.
But
we did put up a fight.
Right.
Yes.
And but did win last Friday.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Football season is looking pretty promising this year.
Yeah.
And it's actually fun to be on the sidelines and cheer for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are still limited attendance, obviously, for football.
Yes.
Right.
But
yeah.
But you're out there cheering, and you've got and you get some fans in the stands to cheer two or four and
exactly
and things, right?
Yep, and you can always live stream it and show your support that way.
Do you know how to find the live stream? Do you know what it's under?
I believe you can go to kmlhs.org and then look under our events or athletics, and it'll be right on there.
Okay.
Most likely,
All right, and Luke, you had a concert event last weekend.
Yeah, last Sunday we had our fall concert. Mr. John Pasbrig was the director for the choir side, and then Mrs. Hohenstein for the band side. We've been carrying out choir differently. We have to be spaced during it, and all got to wear masks, so it's a little more challenging to pull out the diction and the stuff in the music so that can be better understood. But it was really successful and really great time Sunday. So.
All right. Sounds good. What else arts-wise is happening?
We got the fall play coming, or drama coming up, which is entitled The Importance of Ernest. It's coming up in the last couple weeks of October. I think October 30th, 31st, around there. They're featuring two different casts to space things out again. They're a 9-person cast, I believe it is. And I'll be the... main character for one of those casts. So I'm real excited for that.
Okay. And all right. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else is going on?
We've got fall focus day tomorrow for the seniors. So seniors take like a day off, and we go and visit a bunch of colleges Oh. We're supposed to, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's probably different this year, too, really.
It is.
Right, because the colleges, you're not allowed really to go there in person unless you schedule for certain colleges. They do.
What were you looking at for college?
I'm currently looking at UWM in Whitewater.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And Luke?
I'm looking at WLC maybe as a major in music, or I've considered Belmont in Nashville, Tennessee. So
I have a former, somebody did what you guys are doing who went to Belmont. If you want me to give you I'll give you his information. You can get in touch and find out. He's gone on to have a relatively successful photography career as a young man.
That's great.
After going to Belmont. So yeah.
What a world.
I'll give you his contact information.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So what else is going on with the Chargers?
The Chargers. Well, our soccer team is actually doing very good this year. They are currently undefeated in their conference.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's good. And volleyball girls are doing well, too.
Yes, they are.
So
I believe they had their pink night last night.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. What else, guys?
We had our Grandparents' Day sadly postponed. So it was supposed to be October 22nd and the 23rd, but it'll be postponed till further notice.
And I know that's always a big day.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's always such like a big turnout. It gets bigger every year.
It is.
Somehow.
The school almost doubles usually in size. Everyone walking around.
But again, just something that's adjusted again.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. What else?
Well, we got our quarter ending this Friday, so grades are going in.
Gotta get them up.
Yep.
So, all right.
Yeah.
What else?
There's a KML open house Sunday, November 8th from 1 to 3. So I'm pretty sure Mr. Zimmer will probably be talking and showing how great Kettle is to everyone.
Now, pretty much all the instruction at Kettle is in person.
Yes.
It is, right.
So nobody's doing the virtual thing, which is an interesting way to do it.
Some people are doing the virtual thing.
Yeah.
And that's really handy because if someone has been exposed or is sick, you're obviously forced to quarantine. But even if you're not able to attend school, we now have the capability to have people virtually, which has been a plus. So even if you're not at school, like you normally would be sick in years back, we still have the virtual things where teachers will set up the Zoom and get it rolling.
So the sick days, staying home and watching Price is Right is a thing of the past.
Yes, and snow days, too. No more snow days.
Oh, man.
Man.
What is it? How are you going to adjust to that? Right? That'll be big difference.
Exactly.
Well, now no snow days, provided the teachers can get to a camera.
True.
Right?
True.
They got to be able to get to a camera somewhere, too. Right? So, you know, there may be hope. Somewhere.
Right.
So, all right. Anything else you guys want to talk about this morning?
We covered most of it, I think.
There's not much more going on at Kettle.
All right. Well, sounds good. And I guess when we see you back, we'll find out how the play went.
Yeah.
And we'll find out about winter sports.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to the play.
Yes.
Yeah, certainly the winter sports.
All right.
Very
Luke
much.
And Bella, thank you both. For coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great day.
You too.